You're listening to the free edition of the Start Teaching Guitar Podcast, episode 84.
Coming to you from Colorado Springs, Colorado, the home of Pikes Peak. This is the Start Teaching Guitar Podcast, a bi-weekly show dedicated to help you do music full-time and escape your day job through building a successful business teaching guitar. And here's your host, musician, guitar teacher, and small business coach, Donnie Scheck-Snyder.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Start Teaching Guitar Podcast. I'm your host, Donnie Scheck-Snyder, and I'm here to help you be more successful as a guitar teacher by attracting more new students, keeping your existing students from quitting, and getting paid what you're really worth. The topic of today's podcast episode is why teaching guitar will never meet your needs. I know that sounds crazy, but that's the topic, and I'll explain why. Sometimes you can do the right thing, but be doing it for the wrong reasons. One reason why some guitar teachers are frustrated and never see the success they want is because they try to use their teaching business to meet needs that it can never really meet. It's like trying to force a square peg into a round hole. Being really successful involves taking care of your inner needs first so that you can serve your students out of a place of healthy abundance. In this episode, I'm going to talk about mindset and the huge difference between needs and wants. And I'm going to talk about how not getting this right can wreck your teaching studio. I'll also give you some good examples of what happens when you try to use the wrong things to meet your needs. And then I'll give you some steps for turning things around if this has been a problem for you. So this episode has been brought to you by my pre-written email autoresponder series for guitar teachers. You should know by now how important it is to capture the contact information from people who visit your website. It's really the only way to turn website visitors into guitar students, and using an email list is the most effective way to make that happen because it can deliver your marketing message 24 hours a day, even while you sleep. The hardest part about using an email list to attract new guitar students is writing the autoresponder messages. Well, I spent over 2 weeks writing a series of follow-up messages for my own teaching business. I called it How to Learn Guitar the Smart Way. And I spent all that time brainstorming ideas, writing articles, editing them, adding calls to action, making sure that they were just right, and then I used them in my own teaching business to attract new students. Now you can get the benefits from my hard work. You can buy this pre-written autoresponder series and use it in your own teaching business. This series will save you hours and hours of time writing and testing your own email series, and it'll give you access to a proven series of marketing emails that are going to work. No more guessing and wondering if you have it right. So this downloadable package includes 14 pre-written email follow-up messages designed to convert subscribers into students. You get full rights to customize them with your own name and contact info and use them in your teaching business. And you can even rewrite them to better suit your own studio if you want to. Change anything you like. It will save you literally weeks of work and stress, and you won't have to worry about whether or not you got it right. Just load them into your email list service like AWeber, schedule the frequency, and then you're done. Now, I would normally charge someone probably several hundred dollars to write a series like this for them to use in their business. The true value of this autoresponder series, honestly, is probably $500 or more if you consider all of the time I spent putting it together. But you can buy it right now, and you can get instant access to it for only $47. And it'll pay for itself if you use it to just get one new student. So if you want more information, go to startteachingguitar.com/autoresponder to pick up your copy today. Now let's jump right into today's topic, why teaching guitar will never meet your needs. So the title of this episode of the podcast is Why Teaching Guitar Will Never Meet Your Needs. Now, that probably sounds like crazy talk coming from someone like me who's always touting how good it is to be a guitar teacher and all the benefits of teaching guitar and stuff like that. And it's true. I'm standing by everything I've said before. But sometimes guitar teachers can get into a situation where failure seems to meet you at every turn. So we're going to kind of spin things around a little bit and look at things from a different perspective. And we're going to really get deep into the mindset stuff in this episode. So that's what this is going to be all about. And, you know, when you're in a situation like that, when it seems like you just can't get enough traction to get your business going, and it seems like you lose students faster than you can attract them, and it's just not clicking, you know, you seem to be doing all the right things sometimes, but it doesn't seem like things work. You know, you try new systems, you try new approaches, you try new techniques and different things, everything you can think of, you know, you spend money on this and that and never end up getting the results that you really want to see. And a lot of times the real problem isn't anything external at all. A lot of times the real problem is something that needs to be addressed inside of yourself, an internal thing, a mindset thing. Okay, and so this episode is going to be about how to deal with some of those inner aspects of teaching guitar and of life in general, because it's all interrelated. It really is. And if you get that stuff right, then the things that you do on the outside have a chance to really succeed. Okay, so the secret, kind of the takeaway point of this episode is that you need to understand the difference between what you need and what you want. That's the important point here. And then once you understand what you need, you know the difference and you understand what you need, then the secret is all about finding the right place to get those needs met. Okay, so that's what this is going to be about today. Hope it doesn't sound too mysterious because it's really powerful stuff. So as human beings, right, we all have needs and we all have wants. There's a huge difference between needing something and wanting something, and needs that we have as human beings and wants that we have as human beings. And honestly, the real problem is that most people don't know the difference between their needs and their wants. We think that we want to be successful guitar teachers. And yeah, we do. But we think, you know, we think that there's a need there, but it's really a want. We think that, you know, we need certain music gear, for example. Really, we just want it. And then other times we have these needs in our lives that we don't even identify, and they're not getting met and they're causing all kinds of problems, you know? So that's what this is going to be about. And there's this guy named Thomas Leonard who wrote a book called The 28 Laws of Attraction. I'll put a link to it in the show notes, but The 28 Laws of Attraction talks about the difference between needs and wants as a person. And some of the quotes, you know, from that book, one of the things he says is get your personal needs met once and for all, right? Because that's foundational. That's what is going to allow you to build success, is if you have all of your personal needs in your life met. Okay, stick with me. I'm going to explain this better in just a second. Another quote from Thomas Leonard: needs are what your heart must have to function. Wants are what keep your mind engaged. Okay, they're both important, but needs are critical. They're crucial. Okay, so you could check out that book. It's got a lot of other good stuff in it too, but he talks quite a bit about needs and wants in the 28 Laws of Attraction. But the gist of it is, until you get your needs met, you're never going to have the ability to get what you really want. It took me a long time before I finally realized this. I'm, you know, 42 years old at the time that I'm recording this episode, and I spent most of my life in ignorance to the things that I really needed, and using all of these wants and desires that I had to try to meet needs that I didn't even really know were there, didn't work out so well. It took a long time for me to become aware of this and to kind of straighten things out. So what I'm hoping to do is to explain this in a way that'll resonate with other guitar teachers so that you can avoid some of the mistakes that I've made and be more happy and successful too. So anyway, I digress. So until you get your needs met, you're not going to have the ability to get what you really want. You also are not going to have any reserves of strength available to help anybody else, right? And that's true for your family, in your marriage, with your kids, with other people that you work with and play music with, and for your students in particular. So you got to get your own needs met first. And this isn't selfishness. Okay. I'm not talking about becoming narcissistic and, you know, making the world revolve around you. It's just about making sure that those basic needs of your heart that keep you alive, that keep you healthy, that keep you engaged are taken care of, so that you don't have to go and try to compensate for that in ways that are going to hurt you, especially through your teaching business. I'll tell you about that in a bit. But it's not selfishness, okay? It's common sense if you look at it from the right perspective. It's kind of like when you travel on an airplane, right? I can't see your hands right now, but raise your hand if you've ever flown on an airplane before. Okay, then you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. They do all the pre-flight checks, and then the flight attendant comes out, and they either play a little video, a safety video, or they explain everything. But one of the things they say is that if there's an emergency on the plane, always put your own air mask on first before you try to put them on your kids or before you try to help anybody else. I always thought that was kind of weird. It's like, wow, okay, if I'm on this flight with my kids and there's not enough oxygen in the plane, I think I'm going to put their masks on first. But, you know, if you do that, then you could die and then they wouldn't have anybody to take care of them, right? So you have to put your own mask on first, and then you have the ability, the means to help other people. It's a lot like that. Okay, so let's talk about this whole concept of needs, man, because in the world that we live in today, we don't usually ask for help with the things that we really need, typically. We just kind of endure it or push it down or distract ourselves, you know, with things, and then we never end up really getting the things that we need so that we can do the things that we really want to do and be successful at it. You know, but needs are basically what you need to really live and be fully yourself. There's this term from psychology. It's this thing called Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And I'll put a link to this in the show notes. You definitely want to click this link. It's a link to a diagram on Wikipedia.com that is a pyramid diagram of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Okay. And I want you to open that as soon as you get a chance and look at it while I'm going through this so that you'll have a visual understanding of what I'm talking about. It's really important to understand this. Okay. It's laid out like a pyramid, and you have a long row at the bottom and then increasingly shorter rows till you get to the top. And the more basic human needs that we have are on the bottom. And the more you get to the top, the more you get into needs that have to do with our minds and our psyche and self-actualization and fulfillment and things like that. Okay. But I'm just going to go through these really quick and, pay careful attention to what I'm talking about here, because I'm going to wrap it all up and apply it to teaching guitar in just a second, but just want to lay some foundation for you here first. So at the bottom of Maslow's hierarchy of needs is what he calls physiological needs. Okay, these are the most basic needs we have as people, and that's the need for air, right? The need for water, for food, for sleep, the need to take trips to the bathroom, right? Things that if you stop doing any one of those things, you'd probably end up dying, okay? Basic physiological needs that, you know, if you want to stay physically alive, you got to take care of that stuff first. Okay, and most of us do pretty good about making sure our physiological needs are all met. You know, we breathe, we drink water, we eat food, we sleep. Okay, there are other ones that fall under that category too. But if you go up a level, the next level of needs is safety. Okay, so once you got all the basic physical needs taken care of, then the next one is we have to feel safe. So that means we have to be concerned with our health. We have to be taking good care of our physical bodies so that we feel safe in our own bodies. We have to feel safe regarding finances and income. We have to feel safe regarding our possessions, our house, you know, the different things that we have that make us feel safe and secure, that give us the feeling of security. Okay, if any of those things are missing in your life, then you deal with a lot of things like fear and intimidation and crazy stuff, right, that is otherwise unexplainable. So those needs to feel safe and secure in the different areas of our life are very important. Okay, and then if you go up a level on the pyramid, on Maslow's hierarchy of needs, the next one is love and belonging. So once you got your physical needs taken care of, once you got your safety and security needs taken care of, then the next thing is you got to feel like you're a part of something. You got to be connected to other people. So on the love and belonging level, you have things like family, you have friends and friendships and colleagues, you have, you know, your sexual intimacy is a part of this thing. Community with other people, with other musicians, with other music teachers, right? All of that stuff is on the love belonging level. And those needs are just for you to feel connected to other people in the areas of your life that are important. So if you have gaps in that, on that level of the pyramid, then you're going to, you know, maybe seek those things out in other inappropriate and ineffective ways, right? So you want to make sure that you have a good support network of family and friends and community around you, people that know you that you can confide in and things like that. Okay. And then the next level is what he calls esteem. So there's five levels total. This is the fourth one, esteem. And the level of esteem is the need to have confidence in yourself, the need to have respect and admiration from other people, the need to achieve and reach goals and things like that. Okay? So those are all important needs too. So if you have a lack of self-confidence, if you feel like other people don't respect you, if you feel like you can't achieve the things that you need to achieve in your life, those are all going to be problems for you that are going to affect your teaching business too. Right? And then the last level, the very top, the smallest point of the pyramid, is what he calls self-actualization. And those are things like the need to express yourself creatively, you know, whether that's in songwriting or performing music or doing some kind of artistic expression. Solving problems is on this level. Morality is actually at the self-actualization level, where you want to live by a code of conduct and a set of rules and morals. And also things like adventure are on this level. You know, those are all basic human needs we all have, right? So that's Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And the idea of the pyramid is that you have to get the lower level needs met first before you can be successful with the higher level stuff. Okay, and the thing about teaching guitar lessons and running a music studio is that most of the stuff that you deal with is going to be towards the top of the pyramid. So if you have some needs below that, you know, that are at the physical layer or the safety layer or the love belonging layer or the esteem layer, you know, if those are unmet, then there are going to be problems that are going to result in your business because of that. Okay, so the idea is that you got to go to the lower level needs first and get those met before you can be successful with the higher level stuff. So I'll give you some examples. Let's say you're trying to meet the need for morality, which is, you know, at the top of the pyramid. If you're trying to do that, then it's not really possible if you don't go down to the bottom and meet the need for food first, right? If you want to be a moral person, but you're starving to death, if you're hungry enough, you're going to steal food to feed yourself and your family, and that's going to short circuit your moral code right there. You know, that's an example of how having an unmet need at a lower level affects a need at a higher level, right? So you go down and you take care of that need for food first. You have, you know, food coming in so that you don't, you know, get hungry and have to steal and break your moral code, right? Another example is maybe you're trying to express yourself creatively. Well, that doesn't really work unless you already have confidence and self-esteem. Creativity is at the top of the pyramid. Confidence, self-esteem is a layer down. And if you don't have confidence in yourself, if you don't have good self-esteem that's healthy, then what happens is you second guess yourself when you try to be creative. And you're too afraid to really express yourself creatively because you're afraid that you're going to get rejected, that other people are going to judge what you create and think it's not good enough. So if you want to be creative, if you want to write songs, if you want to design cool things, or maybe you do some kind of art or some other kind of creative expression, then you really got to meet your need for self-confidence. You got to develop your confidence, and then you got to develop healthy self-esteem if you don't already have it, because without those two things, you can't be effective creatively. Right? Does that make sense? Got to meet the lower level needs first. Another one, maybe you're trying to achieve great things, but you don't have a support system of family and friends. Well, that doesn't work either, right? You can't live off of achievement alone. And even if you bust your behind and you reach all these goals and this high level of achievement that you have professionally, you know, and in your music studio and things like that, you're going to still feel empty inside if you don't have those needs for communion, for community, for support from family and friends and connectedness and things like that. If that support structure is not in place, then all of the achievements in the world are going to leave you feeling empty. And more often than not, you're going to try to achieve great things, but you're going to fail because why? Well, you don't have the foundation in place to support it. Okay, so those are examples of the pyramid and how different needs on different levels kind of impact each other. And surprisingly, a lot of people, a lot of guitar teachers, a lot of musicians in general have some low-level needs that are unmet. And that affects the other areas of their lives, especially when they try to branch out professionally. Okay? Once you finally understand what you really need as a person, then you can find ways to get those needs met. And then, A, you're going to be a lot happier. You're going to be a lot more fulfilled. Your life is going to start making more sense. But then you're going to have a place of strength where you can go out and you can really be successful as a guitar teacher. Okay? We run into problems when we skip this part and just go straight after what we think we want. You know, we're so much in, a lot of times in business mode or in music mode, it's like, yeah, okay, I'm just gonna go practice, or I'm just gonna go put flyers out. I'm just gonna go advertise my business. I'm just gonna do this. I'm just gonna do that. I'm gonna work my social media accounts. Yeah, those things are all good. Okay. But if you skip the part about making sure the needs at lower levels are met, you know, that you're taking good care of yourself, and you just skip over that and you just go after the things that you think you want, it's not gonna work as well for you. That's my personal experience, and I know a lot of other people that have experienced it too. Okay, if you address your needs first, though, then you can go after what you want, and you have the strength to actually make it happen. But if you try to address your wants first, and then you ignore your needs, then you're not going to get either one met. Man, that stinks, but it's true. If you just go after what you want and ignore what you need, you're not going to get either. So in that case, everything you do is just going to be, it's going to feel like a waste of your time and effort, and it's not going to be fulfilling, and it's not going to work out. Okay, it's another way you can look at it. It's kind of like trying to inflate a bicycle tire, right? Maybe you've done that before, where you just hook up the little air pump to it, and then you push up and down on it, or step up and down on it with your foot. It's like trying to inflate a bike tire when there's a hole in the tube. No matter how hard you pump and add more air into that thing, the tire's never going to fill up. In fact, the harder you push, the faster you're going to force the air out of the tire. And that's what happens whenever you try to build a successful teaching business, whenever you haven't taken care of the other needs in your life that are more foundational. Okay? Those missing, unmet needs are kind of like a hole. And the harder you work, the more your efforts get pushed out the hole. And you never see the results that you want to see. Okay, it's just like a bike tire with a hole in it. So let me use a fictitious example. I'm going to change the names to protect the innocent. But let's call this guy Jack. Okay, and Jack is a guitar teacher who's been struggling with success for quite a while. So I'm going to apply all of this to what we do as teachers. He's been struggling with success. He's been trying every trick in the book to get enough students to make his business successful so that he could do it full time and have more than enough money, all that stuff. He's bought books and bought courses and worked with consultants and done all this different stuff to try to grow his business, and never seems to be able to follow through. It never seems to work out. He never seems to get the results that he's looking for. He's been struggling with this. His retention rates are low. He for every new student he gets in the door, he loses two. And, you know, it's like one step forward, two steps back, you know, and he's having more and more trouble getting new students to come into his teaching business. Just in a bad place. Things are generally moving in a downward direction for this guy we're going to call Jack. Okay, so if we look at Maslow's hierarchy of needs, it's pretty obvious to Jack, right, that he wants to make a living as a guitar teacher. He wants that. That's a want. He wants to make a living as a guitar teacher. But if you look at the pyramid, it's also obvious that he needs to feel like other people like him. OK, Okay, he has this need for approval, this need to feel liked and accepted by other people. So whenever Jack teaches guitar lessons and he feels like the student doesn't like him or something like that, he starts to lose confidence. His self-esteem takes a hit. His ego takes a hit. He starts to feel like maybe he's a failure and that this thing's not going to work out for him so much. He loses his drive and his confidence whenever a student doesn't react the way he wants him to, okay, or her to. And losing confidence like that makes it a lot harder to do well in the rest of the lessons that follow during the day. So, you know, you've had a bad lesson before, I'm sure, as we all have. But a bad lesson to this guy, Jack, who really needs acceptance and approval from people, it's like it's a much bigger deal to him than it is to someone who doesn't have that need unmet, right? So losing confidence makes it harder to do well in the rest of the lesson. So it's kind of like a chain reaction or a snowball effect that kicks in. And then because of that, it gets harder for Jack to do marketing and for him to attract new students and for him to network with other people and stuff like that. Eventually, this lack of confidence, it snowballs and spreads throughout his entire teaching studio, and it starts dragging down everything that he wants to do. Simply because he has this deeper need for approval that's not getting met, and he's trying to meet it through teaching guitar lessons. So the real solution is to find other ways to get Jack's need to be liked fulfilled, to get that need met and fulfilled, other ways outside of guitar lessons to take care of that, right? Because your students are never going to be able to fill that need in your life. If you need approval, if you need to be liked, if you need to be loved and accepted by people, your guitar students aren't the people to meet that need for you, right? You need to find a significant other. You need to find some friends. You need to develop closely knit family relationships, and you need to get those needs met from someone else. Because if you try to get those needs for acceptance and approval and being liked by people, you try to get that from your students, then it's going to screw up your teaching business big time, because you won't be able to be a good teacher. You won't be effective. You won't be able to make the tough calls. You won't be able to say the things that need to be said, because you're going to be so afraid of rejection, you know, that you're not going to want to risk it. You're going to play it safe all the time. Okay, so let's look at this Jack guy a little deeper. His need to be liked is lower on the pyramid, right? It's more fundamental and more important than his desire to be a guitar teacher. So in this story that I'm sharing with you here, Jack decided to really invest into his personal network of friends to get this need met, right? He's a single guy. He doesn't have a wife and kids to go home to for this particular thing. So what he did was he really invested into his personal network of friends and colleagues and bandmates and things like that to get his need to be accepted and liked and loved, you know, fulfilled. And the way he did that was he started reaching out to everyone who supports him and started emailing them or calling them on a regular basis, staying in touch, talking about deeper things, spending more quality time with other people, you know, talking a little bit about what he's struggling with and what kind of help he needs from them. And then those friends and, you know, people like that, they responded with words of love and support and encouragement, you know, which kind of made Jack feel loved, made him feel accepted, it made him feel liked, which is what he ultimately needed. You know, and all of us, we have this like this gas tank in our emotions that has to be, you know, it has to be filled up, right? So we have to spend time with positive people, with people that care about us, that believe in what we're doing and that are supportive and that can pour into us, you know, and then after a while it starts to drain out and then we got to get refilled again, you know, and we can also be the kind of people that pour into others and fill them with life and hope and strength and encouragement too, right? So in this example, that was the solution. His need to be liked, he needed to get that met outside of his teaching studio so that he could come back in from a place of strength. And then once Jack started feeling more liked by other people, his teaching business started to be more successful. Okay, all of a sudden, he didn't need to get approval from his students anymore. So he was free to teach them with confidence and with authority. And then failure became less of a fear for this guy. So he took more risks with advertising and with marketing. And then guess what? His studio started to grow, right? And then whenever he was able to use less of his brain on worrying about what his students thought about him, then Jack freed up a bunch of brainwaves to use on growing his business. His creativity started to flow again. He started getting ideas to make things better. And then before long, everything started to turn around. Doesn't that sound cool? Well, you know, maybe you're a lot like Jack. Maybe you aren't. Maybe you have other unmet needs. Or maybe you're like the healthiest person in the world, man. I hope you are. But if you can relate to that story, if you're worried about what your students think about you, if you need their acceptance and approval, then you can't run a successful studio. You know, so you can have acceptance and approval a little bit from your students, or you can be successful, right? You got to choose between the two. You won't get respect from your students, and you won't risk a confrontation if someone breaks the rules if you're worried about what they think about you. That means your tuition payments are going to be late, right? That means your time is not going to be valued. You're going to have no-shows. You're going to have people showing up late. That means the advice you give your students is not going to be listened to and put into practice. That means your students won't respect you if what you really want from them is acceptance and approval. Okay, they're going to sense that, and then subconsciously, they're not going to respect you. Okay? If you want acceptance and approval from your students, then you won't be bold and direct in your guitar lessons, and you're going to dance around awkward situations instead of confronting them. You're going to be afraid to lose that student, so you probably won't be completely honest with them. You won't take the harder path when it's required, even though your students need you to. You won't be able to make those tough calls because you'll be too afraid of rejection. Okay, if all you're worried about is acceptance and approval from your students, you won't take the risks necessary for bringing in new students. That means you won't go out and network with other music teachers in town to generate referrals with them. It means you're not going to put yourself out there on a limb and take a risk to grow your business. You're just going to play it safe. You're going to stick with what's comfortable and familiar. And all of those things add up to the word failure. So the choice is yours. Do you want acceptance and approval from your students, or do you want to be successful? Okay, you can't have both, but you can get both of those needs met. The secret is to find your acceptance and approval through other things outside of your teaching business, through your relationships with other people. That way, all of your deep internal needs are met, your mindset's in the right place, you're operating on all 8 cylinders, right? And then you can go into your teaching studio and be as successful as you want to be. So let me give you a few tips on how to kind of figure this out and make it work, right? First thing you need to do is you need to make a list of the things that you really need. So I would encourage you to take a look at that pyramid diagram again and try to identify any needs on there that you aren't meeting, or maybe you're not really meeting them very well. Chances are there's going to be one or two really big gaps that you need to pay attention to and fix those things. Fill them in. Pay attention to that. Even if you just have one big unmet fundamental need like that, it can throw a monkey wrench into all of your efforts for success. It can really mess you up. Okay, that need to be liked is a huge one, man, that a lot of people deal with. The need for approval and acceptance. Get that met through some other means, man. Connect with some friends. Connect with people. And get your needs for acceptance and approval met that way, so that whenever you come to teach guitar lessons, you know, you're not hungry for that. And you can actually be a real teacher. Okay, so the first step is to make a list of what you really need. And I can't do this for you. Only you know what's going on inside your own mind and inside your own heart. So take a look at the pyramid diagram to get some ideas. And then make a list of the things that you think you might have some deficiencies in, okay? And then the next step is to find some healthy ways to get those things met, and then make that your top priority for a while, okay? Once you know what your unmet needs are, then you got to come up with some good ways to get them met. And there's another word for this. That word is self-care, okay? And let me just throw in a little note here. I mean, the only reason I know about this stuff is because I've worked on it in my own life for so long. I've spent a lot of money. I've spent a lot of time. I've worked with counselors and, you know, I know this stuff firsthand, okay? Self-care is something that I still struggle with from time to time, but something that I've learned how to do better at over the years. So whenever you become aware of an unmet need in your life and you take care of it, then you're taking care of yourself, okay? So make sure you put your own oxygen mask on first. Then you're going to have more of everything else to give to the other people in your life, to your students, to the people that you work with, okay? So if you need affirmation, if you need respect, if you need approval, then build some relationships with people who can give those things to you, okay? This stuff is foundational if you want to have a healthy life, and it's the basis for everything else that you want to achieve, and your teaching business is built upon this foundation, okay? So find some healthy ways to get those needs met. And then the third thing, the last thing you could do is once you get those two things going, then start watching your wants start to take care of themselves. Once you have the right balance in your life and you're taking good care of yourself, things are going to start to get easier for you in your teaching business and in a lot of other areas too. You know, you're going to have this strong foundation that you can build on and things are going to start taking off. And you're going to be like, wow, why couldn't I figure this out, you know, when I was like a lot younger than I am right now? Because this has been the missing piece to the puzzle of my life all these years. I know it has been for me, right? So hopefully this hasn't been too, you know, pop psychology sounding or something like that. It was really heavy on my heart to share this in a podcast episode with as many people as possible, because there are a lot of insecure guitar teachers out there. A lot of people that don't have the confidence that they should, that don't believe well enough about themselves. A lot of people that don't have the strength in their life to be as effective and successful as they deserve to be. And the reason for that is because of unmet needs deep down in the middle of their lives. And you might be listening to this and maybe you never thought about it before. Maybe it never crossed your mind that, wow, I'm not taking care of myself as well as I need to. I'm not nurturing relationships in my life enough. Maybe you never thought about it before. Maybe you never realized that that you have some issues with low self-esteem, or that you really have a desire to get the approval of your guitar students. And maybe now you're aware of it and you can see some of the ways that that has kind of sabotaged your efforts to be more successful as a teacher and in your business. Okay, if you've been feeling like you've been banging your head against the wall with your teaching studio, maybe it's because at some unconscious level you've been doing it for the wrong reasons. You know, your business can't really satisfy some of those deeper needs. You know, it'll satisfy, you know, financial needs and things like that to a degree, but those deeper emotional needs, you're not going to be able to get that out of your teaching business. And if you try to use it for that, it's going to be a frustrating experience for you. So what I want to encourage you to do, number one, have some hope, okay? Because if I can turn this part of my life around, so can you. Anyone can. If I can do it, anybody can, okay? So don't get discouraged about it. Identifying the problem, identifying the unmet need is the first step in the right direction of solving it, okay? Take a step back, okay? Make sure that you're taking good care of yourself first. If you can do that, then you'll be in a great place to grow your teaching studio and your life without any limitations. All right, that's it for this episode of the free edition of the Start Teaching Guitar podcast. If you're ready to energize your guitar teaching business and take it to a whole new level, then head over to stgallaccess.com to claim your free 14-day trial STG All Access membership. STG All Access members get a full-length, ad-free podcast episode every single week covering more detailed how-to topics, along with access to my notes and outline for each episode. Members also get access to a ton of other cool things that can help you build a successful teaching studio, like the STG Podcast Archive, including the first 25 episodes of the podcast that are no longer available to the general public, monthly live question and answer sessions, access to the STG community forums where you can connect with me and other guitar teachers to get help with building your teaching business, and a whole lot more. Just head over to stgallaccess.com to start your free 14-day trial membership today. Just want to thank everybody for tuning into the podcast today. This has been the free edition of episode 84 of the Start Teaching Guitar podcast with Donnie Schecksnyder. Until next time, keep on teaching.
Thanks for listening to the Start Teaching Guitar podcast with Donnie Schecksnyder. If you like what you heard, we hope you'll pass along our web address, www.startteachingguitar.com, to your friends and colleagues. Be sure to check out the podcast page on our website to listen to previous episodes of the show. Join us next time for another edition of the Start Teaching Guitar podcast.